Somebody Like You from Keith Urban off his Golden Road CD. I'm Carl Shannon. Good afternoon to you. Great video out with that, too. We are kind of disappointed, though, that the girl in the video is not here with you today.
Yeah, me too.
Your last couple of videos featured some of my favorite things. You got, of course, the pretty girl and Somebody Like You. Mm-hmm. And then you had Muscle Cars and Where the Black Top Ends.
Right.
Any close calls on that song when you were filming the video with the cars zipping around?
Yes. They were not stunt drivers. Drunken rednecks, I think.
Where did you do that song?
It was great, man. We tore up some gravel parking lot somewhere. It was a lot of fun. Those guys were awesome, but they were just scary. I think the director was much more scared than I was. You know, they were getting much closer to the drum kit every time they came around. I think somewhere between the beer and the vertigo, their sense of direction was starting to dwindle.
Now, how come, we talked earlier about no instrumental on this CD. How come you didn't do that? But you do have a hidden track, which I found this last cut. I was like, gosh, it's 8 minutes long.
Last song.
And I listened to it, and it was like, well, wait a minute. It's only about four.
It's not a hidden track anymore.
Well, because I'm telling everybody about it. But it's called My One Chord Song.
I didn't want to sort of make a big point of that song. You know, I didn't think it warranted a track listing.
Well, there's even a line in there that says, you probably won't hear me anyway.
That's right. Exactly.
Because nine times out of ten, people won't go that far.
I love that. I love the fact that there's something there for the person who just let it roll. You know, that means you probably listened to the whole record.
I listened and probably fell asleep,
you know, which is good. But
It also made the travel. Of course, we've talked before about my traveling CDs. Always bring the Ranch CD. What kind of stuff do you listen to when you're out driving around?
Oh, wow. It changes. Right now, I've got this Jimmy Rankin CD called Song Dog that is just awesome. Still play Radney Foster, See What You Want to See, a lot of the times. And, of course, we cut a song off that record on this album.
I've heard other musicians in Nashville say that you were the best guitar player in Nashville.
I just try and hold my own. This town has the most amazing pickers.
Who are some of your favorite guitar players?
Oh, gosh. In this town alone, Steve Wariner, Brad Paisley is absolutely phenomenal, and I think constantly underrated by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Brent Mason, you know, the top session player in town. He's just a freak of nature.
He's on everything.
Mike Henderson from Mike and the Blue Bloods. Awesome.
Tell us about the Ganjo. Did you build this? Do you have it built? Is that a special?
No, it's made by a company called Deering, who make a lot of banjos, particularly solid body banjos. And I just, back when I was making the Ranch record in 97, I wanted banjo on a track, and I didn't want to try and explain my ideas to the banjo player. It would just, you know, frustrate me. And I can't play banjo, you know, because it's tuned completely different. There's five strings, and it's a total different mindset. But I knew all the licks that I wanted, and I thought, man, if they made a thing called a six-string banjo, I'd be in heaven. And literally that day, I went into a music store, and there it was.
Gee whiz.
The light shining down from above. It was just holy grail. So I bought it, went back to the studio the next day, put it all over the Ranch record, and it's been an integral part of my music ever since.
I saw you a couple of times this year, and you started your show off with Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me, with some great guitar work on the intro of that.
Thank you.
I noticed you were backstage, and that first, that meow.
Yeah, the tune down thing.
Now,
yeah.
is it tough to get it back in tune, or do you leave it like that?
No, it is tough to get it. It's tough to get it down there to begin with, because I don't have any reference point for, and usually I'm backstage, so I can't hear too well, but getting it back up takes a second.
Tell us about that song, Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me.
Just realized what I said there. Getting it back up takes a second, man. I hope nobody came in halfway through this interview. I'm sorry, what was the question?
It's a
again?
Sunday night sex show, is what it is.
It takes more than a second.
The song, Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me?
Who Wouldn't Be Me? I wrote with a guy called Monty Powell. Same guy I wrote It's a Love Thing with. And we wrote a lot of songs together. We'd written so many songs. None of them made this record. And I was getting frustrated with trying to come up with interesting melodies and chord progressions and all these things, and in the end it was just like vamping over this monotonous looped banjo kind of riff, and then Monty came up with this real nursery rhymey. It's just so nursery rhymey that it's either obnoxious or infectious, one of the two. Hopefully we fell into the latter category.
Well, how about we play that?
I'd love you to.
This is how Keith Urban usually starts your show off with this song.
Yes, we do.
It's Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me? It's Keith Urban.